might be the most important words uttered out of our mouths to our Lord, be it unto me. Let me take your word into me. Let's sing it one more time. Be it unto me. Take that with us in our hearts right to him now. Oh, Heavenly Father, you have heard it right out from our lips, our hearts. Father, we mean every word of it. You have spoken. You have proven what you've spoken. Your word has been so amazingly vindicated to us, more than any other age, more than any other time since the world began. So we're without excuse. We know it's you. We know what's you. So Lord, let us hear from you. Let each person hear your voice to them this morning. Increase our faith. Build us up, Lord, in the most holy faith, the most holy revelation. So we want something not just to know in our heads, but something that works in us. So now, here, we're here, Lord, asking for your transforming power of your word, the power of your Holy Spirit. Speak deep into our hearts and change us. As your word says, from glory to glory, even into the same image of that we're looking at. Granted, Heavenly Father, we ask this for your glory. And we come to meet with you under the blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. We have confidence, Lord, you'll meet us here. We ask it in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Sing it again. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. To every word of God. Amen. Let him be glorified. Amen. Let him be magnified. In my body. And in yours too. Amen. Sing it again. Amen. 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 Oh, one more time. We love you, Lord, with all our hearts, eh? All our souls, all of our strength, eh? One more time again, amen, amen, amen.
maravilloso.
Don't you love him?
¿No lo ama?
Do you know how much he loves you?
¿Sabe cuánto lo ama usted?
We love him because he first loved us.
Lo amamos porque él primeramente él nos amó a nosotros.
Just a question for you.
¿Puedo hacer una pregunta para usted?
You know,
¿sabe?
We're fighting a fight, right?
Estamos peleando una batalla, ¿correcto?
Greatest battle ever fought.
La batalla más grande jamás peleada.
And the enemy is really busy, isn't he?
Y el enemigo está bien ocupado, ¿no?
I'm just going to ask you, do you ever struggle?
¿Tiene usted una lucha?
Lord, do you love me?
Señor, ¿me ama?
Do you accept me?
¿Acepta?
In all of our trials?
¿En todas nuestras pruebas?
You know,
¿sabe?
Just a little to your fathers. I've heard this in Christian communities for years, that a person's willingness to receive the love of their Heavenly Father is often related to the how they perceive the love of their father towards them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Well, you know, Mary's blessed, my wife, because all of her life, her dad was always there. Good times, hard times, bad times, fun times, terrible times. And mine wasn't. At least my perception was, you're everything I didn't want in a son. Okay. So I'm always feeling like I can't measure up. Like I'm constantly disappointing. So this week, I had an encounter with the Lord. And not going to tell all of it, but how many of you have been touched in your hearts by the Chosen series? There's something in there. Huh? There's so many. There's so many places. The first one was Peter in the boat. That always sticks with me. Just yelling and screaming and frustrated. Finally, he falls at the feet of Jesus and said, yeah, exactly. Lord, we've waited so long. Another one was when Jesus finally meets Nathanael. Nathanael comes to Jesus. Because Philip draws him. Didn't want to go. And Jesus says, I saw you. I was there. When you were sitting under the fig tree. Does that touch you? How many times have we heard the prophet say, yeah, I can go clear back because of some specific things. You were sitting on the side of your bed. And you had this pain right here. And you called the doctor there. Okay? Your address is... Okay, I saw you driving down the road. I saw this. The Lord sees. Come on, you guys. We have to know that. We have to know And he finally broke through to me. I do know you. Yeah. Something got settled finally after all of these years. One time we were driving home from church. And my wife, oh boy, did she get after me. And I needed that. I said, I love the love of God is so wonderful. I'm not just not quite sure he loves me.
God, how can you say that?
Yeah, you know, we fight a fight, don't we? I mean, we all have that. So, we have to know that, each of us. And no matter what you've gone through, and how many mistakes you've made, you're a son. Okay? Now, I look all through Scripture, and there are sons that are disappoint God and die, and there are other ones, sons, that you can tell are seed, and I'm going to whoop you one, but I'll never remove my love from you. Right? Yeah. My love is always going to be there. So, this is the time where all the scripture that we have heard all of our lives cannot be out there as, oh, I know that. It has to say, I know it in me. Like we sang, be it unto me. Okay, and that other chorus that we sang, let thy word, what was that, Nate? Live in me, there you go. Perfect for this day. So we know how many times Christ, the mystery of God, revealed. It's a personal revelation. Period.
Punto.
You know, and he quotes Jesus speaking to Peter.
A Pedro.
Peter, I say unto you.
Pedro, te digo yo a ti.
And then he says, not them, you.
No, ellos, tú.
I will speak to them also.
Les hablaré a ellos.
But this, you have it. He spoke to you first.
Esto, tú lo
so I say unto
ti.
You.
So te estoy diciendo a ti.
And he will say to each of us in our time, okay, Peter, I say unto you now. And when you hear him say that to you, something is settled. Okay? And this is exactly what we are in need of right now. Okay? We need that. And I think we're in a time and place that that's exactly what he wants to do. So we know that. We also know we're him. We sing it. We've sung it for years. And we know that gradually he's working with us to say where you can say, I am him. Not she is him, second person. Is that second or third? She is second, or whatever it is in English. Yeah. So, with that background, just going to read a little bit before I start. The Lord's still bringing us back to John
17,
where we've been focusing on present tense Omega revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's this day. Now the title is going to be our focus. We're on receiving the gift of glory. But I changed it and inserted another word in there. Between thee and gift, I inserted the word personal. Okay. Okay, personal.
Personal.
And Jesus tells each of us,
Jesús nos dice a todos y cada uno de nosotros,
this is what makes us one with him.
Esto es lo que nos hace uno con él.
Now, I could spend all morning bringing up definitions
toda la mañana trayendo
and
definiciones,
Greek translations.
Traducciones griegas.
And when we would walk out of here, we'd say, okay, I know definitions and I know Greek translations. That's my fear. That's exactly what I don't want. So what do I want? I'm asking him. This morning, by faith, to inhabit each one of us. I'm asking him to take over you, each of you, with his loving embrace, and speak deeply down to your hearts. I'm asking that he open our hearing to his beloved voice, where you can hear him. Hear my son. Hear my daughter. Here's what I told you I would bring you, and I'm bringing
it.
Okay. Here is what makes you and me one. Here is what makes me and you the same. Receive my glory. And it will be, I believe, that in receiving that revelation of what it truly is will be quickened when we receive it. Quickened not only to us, but in us. He is saying to each one of us, let me give you all that I am. Okay? You ready to get into the Word now? Not to learn definitions.
No para aprender definiciones.
To let him speak into our hearts. Okay. Oh, bless you. Thank you. Okay. Oh, yeah, I better get my thing out. I'm still not tucky. The personal gift of his glory. From him to you, because he loves you. Because you're his. What we need. Stand up with me and let's use these three verses for our text today. John 17 again. Okay. Verse 1. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. And verse 5, and now, O Father, glorify me with thine own self. Is that, did you see that? With thine own self. Now that's it. Right there is it. That's the key. Okay? The essence of all that you are, Father. Okay? So can you say, let's read that, and I want you to say that as a prayer right now between you and him. Would you do that? Oh, Father, glorify thou me with thine own self. There, let's go on. With the glory which I had with thee. There you go. That's for us right now. Now look at verse 22. English students, the glory, what are the next four words? Which is gave us present tense, past tense, or future tense? Well, what does he say in verse 1 and verse 5? And in verse 22, he says, you gave it to me. Did God answer his prayer right then? Isn't that interesting? Okay. And what he was given, he gives. Okay. So, I would take it personal. This is all morning. Let's take this personal.
Okay.
If you don't take it personal, it's not going to do you one bit of good.
Okay.
And the glory that you gave me, I've given me. You gave me. The Lord, Father, the glory that was given to you, you have given to me. For a purpose. What's the whole end of everything? That we might be one. That's it. Even as we are one. Thank you. You may be seated. Okay. Now, oneness isn't sort of kind of like you. One is not, I'll be nicer. One isn't, I'll have a little more faith. One isn't, I'll be a little more forgiving.
Okay.
Okay. It's him. Sameness. We know we have so many things that have been given to us in this day. So, shall we go on? Okay. Give me the glory. Okay. And this is, we know this. What glory did he have with the Father? What glory did you have with the Father before the world was? Lenore, you were there. Don't you remember? No, we don't. Something happened to our memory. That's why he has to tell us. You don't remember, but I'm going to give you, so you do know. Yeah. When God, way back before there was even a star in heaven, or light in the skies, as far as our mind can take it. Isn't that the truth? God was there. All that great space of eternity to eternity. God was setting back in eternity. Then out of God came the Logos, which I would say like a little sacred light that moved out of that darkness. As a child playing before the Father's house. Oh, let's read this last sentence out loud together, would you? And in his infinite mind, he had the scene what would be at the end from the beginning that he was. There you go. So now in this day, we have a prophet saying, Nate, I'm taking you into eternity because I need to show you my view of you. And the bride says, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Thank you. You're called into eternity where you was all the time. Okay? Because you have eternal life. There you go. Okay. So here, let's go on. John 1. Okay. Now, this has been striking me and striking me. So here is John writing, but this isn't John writing when he was a disciple. This is John writing, reflecting back when he was an apostle. Okay. And he's looking back, but he's saying, hey, something was inside of us. And we didn't recognize it at first. But something was there, and something drew us like a magnet and would not let us go. You've been there in your life? Things you don't understand, but you can't leave it. Something that, oh, I would like to leave, I can't leave it. Something's there. This magnet has been drawing me. So here is that recognition, but that recognition is deep. And it's in the soul, and it's not in the mind. Okay, it's not in your reasoning. It's not in your conscience. Okay, it's not something you can figure out and explain, but it's deep inside of your soul. There's something going on. Okay, so here he is explaining this. And the Word was made flesh. And that Word dwelled with me. Take it personal. Take everything personal this morning. Marianne, take it personal. Okay. And we beheld His glory. Even though we didn't understand it, something was there. And what was there, this is somehow connected to the Father. No, this is more than that. This isn't a mere connection with the Father. We beheld His glory, the essence of what He was, the glory of the only begotten of the Father. And what did we see in that? Okay, here is a man, but it's more than that. This is God made flesh among us. The Word was made flesh. But there was something in that. It was full of something to give. I'm breaking it down as because this is how I want us to get. What was there was, oh, look at this. What are those first three words? Full of what? Now, come on, if this was Moses or the Old Testament, they said, I saw something there, this was the Father, and it was full of judgment. Now, is there something inside of you that has to erase the word judgment and put grace in there? What you beheld in eternity, coming into a non-eternal vessel, and that was for me. It wasn't against me. It didn't come to judge me. It came to give me grace. And the next two words? Truth. So he saw correctly what he saw, didn't he? Even though he didn't understand it. You with me? Am I making sense? Okay. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, This was he of whom I spake, and he that comes after me, John, is preferred before me, for he was before me. Okay, what's the next phrase? Read it out loud with me. And of his what? We have all received grace for grace. So he saw what was there and what was there to be given. And we all received it. Now, I want you to say this morning, have I received it? For the law was given by Moses. See, he didn't come, he didn't see judgment. The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father. Okay.
Yeah.
Declared him. Okay. Now I'm going right into, we have to go to West translation here. And look at the wording he picks out of those. He goes into the tenses of the Greek words and stuff and brings out such beautiful stuff. Isn't this beautiful? The word. Entering a new mode of existence. Isn't that incredible? Now, Stephen, is that happening again? There you go. Bethany, the word's coming into a new mode of existence in me. So every single thing we're looking at today, please, I'm begging you, take it personal. Take it to you. Take it into your heart. Okay? Okay, the word entering in a new mode of existence became flesh and lived in a tent. Isn't that beautiful? Look at this. And we gazed with attentive and careful regard. Yeah, isn't that beautiful? And what's the next? Spiritual perception. What did we see? His glory. The essence of what he was. What's there? A glory such... Now, here's what Weiss does in every translation of the only begotten Son of God. Because Scripture says you're begotten also, but you're begotten in a different way. So he puts it correctly here from the King James. Okay, and he says, let me read it again. We gazed with attentive and careful regard and spiritual perception at his glory. A glory such, here's what that glory, this is the essence of the Father. This is a uniquely begotten Son of the Father. So you are a different kind of uniquely begotten Son of the Father, right? But he's uniquely begotten in a different way. And we saw that this is what he was, but he was full of something to be given. Grace isn't something to be held. How can you have grace and not give it? True? So he recognized, here is this bundle of love and this is God in flesh, but he's here to give of himself to me. Take it personal, please. Okay. Then he goes on. John is constant. Oh, I love this. Present progressive tense. Still going on. Whoever the spirit of John is, which is in this day, which is in now, me and you. Okay? You and I are constantly bearing witness concerning him. Is that true? And he calls out aloud, calls out, present tense, this one is he concerning whom I have said, the one who comes after me was in existence before me because he preceded me. For out of his fullness as a source, we all received. Now look at his wording. Okay, because there's a lot of Hebrew words, there's a lot of Greek words that have been translated in many various ways. We know that, okay? And so the other translations put here, for out of his fullness we all received grace upon grace. Okay, he has grace in exchange for grace. You know, as I've been just praying about that, I think they're both true. We've grace upon grace we've received. But sanctify the Lord God in your heart. Peter, 1 Peter 4. Okay? So when he sees your grace, he gives more grace. When he sees your recognition of him, he pours out more. Is that true? So I think they're both true. Grace and okay? Because the law through the intermediate agency of Moses was given. Okay, and the aforementioned grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now look at this. Absolute deity in its senses, no one has ever... See that word? Next is yet. I love that. Yet. Yet seen. But it will be. And it was. There you go. God uniquely begotten. He who was in the bosom of the Father. That one fully explained deity. Isn't that beautiful? Now, has full deity been fully explained to us in this day? Okay. Now, here, this is me. I love the following things. Okay. Absolute deity in itself, no one has ever yet seen. Okay. God, uniquely begotten, who is in the bosom of the Father, that one fully explained deity. And we gazed with attentive and careful regard, with spiritual perception at his glory. Okay, a glory such as of a uniquely begotten Son from the Father. He saw what was there. Is that true? We saw what was there. So here in this day, it manifested Christ. We've seen what was there. And we saw that it was full of grace and it was full of truth. Something to be given. Okay. Here's what he's saying. Here's what we've been saying. This is the hardest thing for humans. But God in you will recognize God. God in you will recognize himself. Is that true? God, we recognize eternity in a non-eternal vessel. That's it. And the word entering into a new mode of existence became flesh and lived in a tent among us. And because we saw and recognized what was there, we received what we saw. There we go. Read that out loud with me. And because we saw and recognized what was there, we received. Okay. That's what he says in John 1. That's what he saw. Right? Am I misinterpreting anything? Is that what it said? Is that correct? Well, let's read. This is Weiss. For out of the fullness, his fullness as a source, we have grace upon grace. Now, would you do me a favor this morning? Would you stand up with me? Because you need to, because you're all falling asleep. And out of that last line, I want you to see, instead of we all, say I have. Would you do that? For out of his fullness as a source, I have received grace. There you go. Thank you. You may be seated. That's good to stand up and wake up a little. I might even have you do that again. All right. That's John 1. That's personal. That's taking glory and taking it from a definition to something that happens inside the person. And when I see this, I receive something, and something comes inside of me that no one can take away. And we need something that no can take away. No devil, no spirit, no demon, no... Yeah, nothing can take it away. It's the truth. Yeah. Okay, here we go again. We recognize that, read it out loud in the red with me, what was manifested before us was to be given to us. Is that true? Is this all in John? See, it's all there in John, isn't it? What was given? What was manifested? What was manifested before us that was to be given to us? A glory as that of the uniquely begotten Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. And I'd say full of. Okay? His glory is the manifestation of what he is and has from the beginning. That's what we've been saying. The last line, would you read it out loud with me? Grace and truth to be given to Lenore. To Micah.
Micah.
Yeah, to Karen. Grace and truth to be given to those who would receive it. Okay. We know this so well. From the scriptures, all that God was, he poured into Christ. All that Christ was, he pours into. Now, is that exactly what we read in the first chapter of John? So is this scriptural? Is that 1 John or John 1? Okay. So here is a prophecy of John 17 that we also know very well. And he's telling you, Marianne, Nestor, Debbie, take this personal. Okay. Ray, arise and shine. Ray, your light has come to you. Your light. Your light. Pete?
Pedro?
You're right. Stephen? Your light has come. Personal. And the glory of the what? The glory of the Lord is risen upon thee, you. Okay. So he's prophesying here of what Jesus prays for hundreds of years later, right? Okay. The Lord has risen upon you, John. You can feel it, can't you? For behold, darkness shall cover the earth. It is, and it has, and gross darkness upon the people, and it is, and it has. But the Lord shall arise upon me. David, I want you to say that. But the Lord So, there you go. Laura, say it. But the hallelujah. Don't you like that? Oh, and we all got to read this. But I want you to, instead upon the upon me, would you all read this? And his glory shall be seen upon me. There you go. Take it personal. Okay. Now, you can tell where this is from. Now I say to the church, shalom, God's peace. Peace. Every true Hebrew, when he meets another one, shalom. Other words, good morning. God be with you. God's peace go with you. It's a good morning. How do you do? It's breaking of the day, church. It's darkness upon the people, but it's good morning to you. Why? Your light came. Revelation 10. Our light came. Revelation 10, 1. Okay. Here he is with an open book. Now we can say, shalom, peace. Okay. That's him among us. There you go. Now, take it personal. That's him right around me. Right around? That's him around me. His word is being identified. Where? In me. Shalom. The great day is fixing to break. The morning breaks eternal, bright and fair. When his chosen one shall gather to their home beyond the sky. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. I'll be there. Let's all say that together. I'll be there. There you go. I'll be there. Our names are in his book. We'll be there. Shalom. Good morning. Peace to you. We receive it in our very being. The light of a new day. The light of a day where there is no night, no darkness, no shadow, no skies, no dim, no midnights. Would you read that last sentence out loud with me? I feel the mortal blood pouring through my body. Yeah, come on, you guys, we all have to read it. Wake up. Okay. As I feel the mortal blood pouring through my body, I feel the surge of the Holy Ghost come in, saying, rise. I'm in you. There you go. Personal, everybody. Not just definitions. God come into you and say, here I am, giving you the essence of myself, filling you with me. Oh, yeah, I love this. Okay. So for the new year to be determined to stay with his word and what is promised, like others elected did in their days. Read it out loud with me. If you feel you've seen the light that's broke through upon you of Jesus Christ, his manifestation of his great Holy Spirit in these last days. So for the new year, be determined to stay with the word and what is promised. Like others did in their days elected. If you feel that you've seen the light that's broke through you upon of Jesus Christ, his manifestation of his great Holy Spirit in these last days. He's here to manifest himself. Okay. Here it is. Is that this? Okay. Here it is. Here's the glory. It's all over. Okay. And this is amazing. Take it personal. And that he might make known the riches of his glory, the essence of all that he is. On a vessel of what? What does the devil that's sitting on your shoulder you battle with every day? Does he tell you you're a vessel of mercy? What does he tell you? Does he always? Does he just come up by your side and say, "Hey, Pete, I just want you to know you're a vessel of mercy"? Stephen, has he ever done that? Never. But God does. Yeah. He tells you you're a vessel of mercy. And because you're a vessel of mercy, you've already been prepared for glory. He's already prepared you, John, for glory. He's prepared you for it. Natalie, he's prepared you for that. Even us whom he hath called, not the Jews only, but of the Gentiles. Verse 24. And as he said also in Hosea, I'm going to call them my people, which were not my people. And beloved. Okay. So Bethany, when the enemy's hounding down, has he ever called you beloved? The enemy that's fighting, Josh, has he ever, me either. Wonder why that is, huh? But our Heavenly Father does, doesn't he? Do you know what he says? You're my beloved, and I prepared you for my glory. I prepare you to receive what Jesus prayed for. Yeah, you're prepared to receive it. Okay. Isn't that beautiful? Don't you love him? Take it personal, everybody. Okay. Call our beloved, which was not. We weren't. And it shall come to pass in the place where it was said unto them, you are not my people. There shall ye be called children of the living God. Verse 26. Love it. So, okay, read this out loud slowly. He makes known the riches of his glory to you that he prepared to receive his glory. One more time, everybody. Let's stand up and sing because you need to wake up one more time. It's a sleepy day. Okay, he makes known the riches of his glory to you that he has prepared to receive it. True? Thanks, you may be seated again. That was good for you. Get some blood going down here. Okay, here we are again. We were here a few weeks ago, weren't we? Okay. So glory isn't just a definition. It's the Lord in love speaking down into your heart and saying, ah, you know what, I'm giving you all that I am, the essence of me. And that's going to make us one. And you know what, Ray, it can't not make us one. It can't not. Can't not make us one. It cannot not do it. It has to do it. Hermana Patricia, it has to. It can't not do it. See. Okay. But we all, with an unveiled face, see Revelation 10:1. We're beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord. Are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. Now, those Let's say one line at a time together. Number one, we see. True? Isn't that what we just read in the scripture? Beholding, open. Okay, we see. Next line. We receive what we see. Is that true? Is that all through scripture now? Then, after we receive what we see, girls are going to read the next line. Say it again, girls. Guys, last line. We see. So everybody all together, one line at a time. We see, we receive what we see, we become what we see. True? How many scriptures? Over and over and over. Okay, love it. Philip, I'm stuck here, buddy. There we go. Now, notice how this Weiss translation is doing what we're doing today. It brings it personal. It brings it personal deep inside your soul, Noah. To you. Jesus loves you, this I know. Right? Zoe, I love this too. Jesus knows you, this I love. Isn't that neat? Yeah. Take that with you, would you? Okay. Now, we're going to change a word here. As we're going to take the word from us to me. Okay, as for me. Right? Now, as for me, with an uncovered face, reflecting as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, I'm having my outward expressions changed into the same image of what I see. True? It's happening. Something's going on. Do you know what he's saying? This glory that we're talking about isn't a definition. Do you know what it is? Eliana, it's a spiritual happening of something going on between me and Jesus. Something in a love affair between me and my Lord, right? And he's working and he's doing something. Okay? I'm having my outward expressions changed into his same. Is that taking that scripture very personal to something working inside of me? From one degree of glory to another. According as this change of expression proceeds from the Lord, it came out of Jesus, the Spirit. This outward expression coming from and truly being representative of our Lord. Isn't that beautiful? Yeah. He's working in me to change me. So that my outward expression is going to reflect what's in my soul. True? Yeah. Okay, from unveiling of God. Wow. Here's the glory. Glory, glory, glory. What is it? Behind the old temple in the veil, what was back there in the Holy of Hosts? What was Jehovah? And we beheld his glory, the glory as the only uniquely begotten Son, who took on a new mode of existence. And if I see that mode of existence being changed, Nate, then I can see that that mode of existence is now taking place. Do you know what my goal is, you guys? When you receive this glory and you see it, and you beheld him, Romans 9, 2 Corinthians 3, okay? One of these days, You're going to look at your brother and sister sitting next to you, and you're going to say, there is eternity dwelling in a non-eternal vessel. And you know what? When you see that more, and I think it's starting. I really do. I can see it inside of each of us. Huh? I can see eternity residing, making residence in a non-eternal vessel. And when that happens, do you know what? It's helping us getting closer to the capstone.
Troopy?
Yeah. What was there? What was there? What was hiding? What was hid back there? What was that veil? What is your veil? What is your skin hiding? It's hiding the word. The veil. Old badger skins was hiding the word to their eyes. Okay. Behind there also was a showbread. Behind there also was a Shekinah glory. There you go. But it was all hid behind those badger skins. And all the glory was right behind the old badger skin. There we are. Yeah. David, do you ever feel like a badger skin? You probably don't. David's special, isn't he? Yeah. Some of us are easier identifying as badger skins than...
Yeah.
Badger skins are for a purpose. What hides him also reveals him, right? All the glory that was behind the old badger skin that's right there, all hid to the natural eye. In other words, I can't look at you and see you, and you can't look at me with a natural eye and see anything but badger skins. True? So if I'm looking at you and I see a badger skin, I'm saying, oh, Sam, we're looking at our natural eye. We have to look at different eyes, Patricia, right? We got to look with eyes of our soul, of him, right? Same now. The glory, the power of the Holy Spirit, the Shekinah glory that comes upon the believer. No, I mean the real believer that causes the works of God and the faith of God to come into him, to believe the word of God. There you go. Now, did you read that? Did you take that personal? What did he just tell you? You slept. You were awake, but your minds were asleep right there. What did it say? He's trying to tell me something. Noah? What's he trying to tell you? I love you, Noah. Uh-huh. And there's a glory comes upon the believer, you. Comes on you. There's a glory that comes to you, personal. Do you get that? There's a spiritual happening, Pam. There's something that happens to you. It comes upon the real believer that causes the works of God and the faith of God to come into him, to believe the word of God. I believe it. I believe it. Something in me says I believe it. Thank you, Lord. Something happened to me. Now here, you're not behind the veil anymore, little ones. God has come in full view of you. We recognize him. Here we go. The Shekinah glory manifests him. It brings forth the word of promise. Oh, what are the next four words? Read it out loud with me. Right out to you. There you go. Karen is bringing it right out to you. The Holy Spirit is bringing to you because he loves you. Natalie, right? Let's read that again. The Shekinah glory manifests him. It brings forth the word of promise right out to you. That's the reason that he had to veil Moses' face. Because in him was the word. He veiled, Moses veiled Jesus. Yeah, so do you. As a humble little man to keep them from seeing Jehovah. And he veils himself today in earthen vessels. Yep, with Shekinah. The outside looks like a bunch of holy rollers. Old badger skins, but the inside of Micah sitting there, is the essence of God. Right? The Shekinah glory. We in Him. Okay, John 17. I'll give them my glory that I might be one. And here we are in this day, then we being in him, we're still veiled to the religionists and professors. What's underlined there? Read it out loud with me. Our glory that we have and enjoy. Present tense. I got it. He gave it to me. I received it. Are still veiled to them outsiders. We in him. Being in him, are still veiled to the religious professors of the world. Our glory that we have and enjoying are still veiled to them outsiders. Here you go. And it's time we say, yes, Lord, I accept your invitation. Now the Holy Spirit, God in all that he is coming to you, Nestor, right now. And now I am invited into him. I am invited into him to be partakers of all that he is. I'm invited into him. Yeah. Into unbelievers. Veil of human flesh. Now, do you want to know what glory? This is it. They know that glory. They read of it. It's a word in there. The glory of God. And things like that. It's just a word. There's where we got to change.
Okay.
To us. Read it out loud with me. It's a manifestation. See, it's no more a word. It's a reality. There you go. That's my prayer for this morning. Okay? Love you all. Now, Brother Juan has, I'm going to have prayer for some people that need prayer this morning. Brother Juan has something in his retina that he's going to go. There's a bleeding back there. So you're going to come up. Because that's what we're going to obey. The scripture says, they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Do you believe that word? Is Mark 16 still true? Well, let's make it true. And then Stephen is meeting with the young people this afternoon, so we're going to pray for him. And I want Josh to come up because he's meeting with them all the time too. And together we're going to pray for these men of God, who God is filling with the wisdom of his Holy Spirit to reach out to others. And whoever needs prayer, let's pray for each other today, okay? The reality of what we have inside us is to be given out. True? And Karen's going to come up, and we're going to anoint her with oil because Greg's healed. And he says it and we say it, and we're going to join our faith together. And Mary, we've already prayed for many times, but we're still going to recognize it. Sam, you need prayer for anything today? God is good. Okay, come on up, everybody.